The seventh and final cry from the cross is found in Luke 23, verse 46. Jesus called out with a loud voice, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." When he had said this, he breathed his last. We come now to the final cry from the cross. If you look at these seven cries, you'll see that there are two bookends and a central pinnacle. The bookends, the first and the last cry, start with this word, Father. In the middle, we have the only recorded instance where Jesus does not call God Father. Instead, he cries out, my God, why have you forsaken me?" We have seen a relationship in existence from before time began, broken for us, so that our relationship with God, which was broken, could be restored. But we wonder, is it restored? And now we hear this cry of Father once again. And what does this cry say to us? Well, it says two things. First of all, it says that the relationship can be restored. The heartbeat of Jesus' life was his relationship with his Father. Among the first words we hear from Jesus at the age of 12 are these, "Did you not know I had to be in my Father's house?" 17 times in this famous Sermon on the Mount, he refers to God as his Father. 51 times in his closing address to the disciples. And then came the great cry of abandonment. The Son had come and taken the place of rebels who couldn't be sons in order to restore their relationship. His relationship was broken so that ours could be fixed. And following his cry of abandonment, we have the cry of victory, finished. And yet it's not enough. We wait to hear, is the relationship restored? And then we hear, Father. Do you see what has happened? The storm of wrath is spent. The forsakenness is finished. The relationship is restored. Father and Son are no longer disconnected, as they had been by sin and the punishment that it required. He came from the Father to take us to the Father, and now we see that the route has been opened. Because of his work on the cross, you can have God as Father and not simply as judge. Because of his work on the cross, you can have a personal relationship with God. That's what Christianity is. It's not a ritual, but a rich relationship. It's moving from having God simply as God to having him as a Father. That's what Jesus died for, not to set us an example, but to bring us to God. The first thing the cry shows us is that the relationship can be restored. And the second thing it shows us is how. Into your hands I commit my spirit. The whole cry breathes trust. Father, into your hands. Why does he say it? It's not for the Father's benefit, but for ours. He wants us to know that when you have this relationship with God as Father, you can trust him. You can trust my Father's hands, he is saying. My Father has safe hands. With his dying breath, Jesus is saying that you can trust his Father right up to and including your last breath. And that's important, because that's what a Christian is. A Christian is someone who trusts God for their salvation. They've ceased trying to impress God with their lives and have thrown themselves on God, relying on his promise that Jesus' death is sufficient to purchase forgiveness. Now that takes a lot of trust. We feel much better if we are contributing something to our salvation. It's humbling to have to ask someone else to do it all. And we have to trust that we are accepted on the basis of someone else's work. But Jesus says to us here, It's okay. You can trust my Father. Come to me for salvation, and you can trust my Father to accept you. He has already told his disciples in John 10:29 that no one can snatch his people from his Father's hand. And now he leads by example and entrusts himself, not into the unknown, but into the safest place in the whole universe. And he calls us to do likewise. Father, into your hands I commit my spirit. The challenge for us then is, will we trust him? Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you for this final cry from the cross. Thank you for what it teaches us. Thank you that the broken relationship that we have with you can be restored. Thank you that you are a God who can be trusted. Thank you that whenever we commit ourselves into your keeping, not just for daily life, but for the forgiveness of our sins, that you accept us. And I pray, Father, for those listening, that they would be enabled to trust you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 31, our final psalm, seems also to have been in Jesus' mind as he reaches the end of his suffering. It starts with a declaration of trust in God. It moves to description of God as a rock and a fortress and our strength. The section closes with the words that Christ used, "Into your hands with confidence my spirit I commend."